Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hei alle sammen, og hjertelig velkommen til Null Stress, en podcast av Frida og Adele. Og i dagens episode har vi en veldig spesiell gjest, nemlig min vertspappa, hostdad Brad. Brad svarer på våre spørsmål og deres spørsmål, og i tillegg smaker han på norsk godteri. Hei, og velkommen tilbake til Null Stress! Med Frida Leonore
og Adele Kavli.
Hei alle sammen, og velkommen tilbake til en ny episode.
Åh, Adele svelget akkurat tyggisen sin rett før. Hvordan klarer du det?
Det er ikke noe jeg pleier å gjøre, men jeg brukte veldig lang tid nå med å starte i gang denne episoden. Jeg ble så flau, jeg var sånn, jeg ville ikke gå ut av rommet en gang til.
Nei, men du, altså, det har skjedd så mye det siste, både med, du har vært på ball.
Jeg har vært på ball.
Altså, hvordan var det?
Det var veldig gøy.
Ja.
Det er første gang jeg har blitt kastet ut av noe.
Nei, hva skjedde?
Jeg var ikke full en gang, men jeg hang med veldig mange fulle folk.
Okay.
Så da ble jeg, og så sov jeg litt, men med en venninne. Men ja, men jeg kom inn igjen veldig fort da.
Er det derfor du har raspy voice?
Ja, jeg tror det. Det har vært litt lange dager nå med vitnemålsutdeling og alt.
Ja, vi er ferdige.
Vi er ferdige, jo.
13 års skolegang over.
Det er skikkelig rart.
Ja.
Jeg fikk sykt reality check når jeg kom hjem og var sånn, oi, jeg skal faktisk ikke tilbake til skolen.
Nei. Nei, eller altså, for meg, for min del, så er jeg bare kjærlig glad, fordi at jeg hadde jo ikke så mange venner på skolen, uten å virke ensom,
ja.
Eller sånn, men det bare, så jeg glad, I'm good, I'm happy it's over.
Ja, det skjønner jeg, ja. Og så gikk jo du en linje hvor det var litt sånn.
Det var ikke helt min greie.
Ja, så.
Men jeg har jo vært på Idyllfestivalen.
Ja, hvordan var det?
Det var skikkelig bra, altså. Altså, jeg koset meg masse, jeg var der med managementet mitt content, så det var alle profilene der. Og så fikk jeg lov til å ha min plus one, så da hadde jeg med min beste venninne Helene.
Åh, koselig.
Og så, vi tok partybåter og badet og var på festivalen, og jeg fikk være backstage på Karpe.
Oi.
Og jeg døde. De er så flinke.
De er skikkelig flinke, og de har så bra konserter.
Ja.
Og jeg, hva skal jeg si, det ser så koselig ut med det managementet, for det er skikkelig sånn samlet.
Ja, det er skikkelig koselig.
Jeg føler når dere drar på venter, så er det sånn liten gjeng.
Men dette var i hvert fall da en liten catch-up av hva vi har gjort i det siste. Det er jo ikke det episoden skal handle om.
Nei.
Fordi vi har en veldig spesiell gjest. Dagens gjest har kommet helt fra LA til Norge for å besøke meg og familien, og nå bor de hos meg. Så de siste dagene så har vi gjort veldig mye sprell. Jeg tok dem til Holmenkollen i går og gjort litt sånn turistgreier.
Ja.
Du har nok kanskje sett dem på min TikTok før. Han går som navnet Hostad Brad!
Woo! Welcome!
Vertspappa Brad har Hostad Brad in the house. It's so exciting to be here with Frida, Leonor and Adele.
Hostad Brad in the house!
Yay!
Also my host mom is okay.
We're gonna
Welcome
have
Brad!
A... Yeah.
Hostad Brad. He's glad. Okay.
We're having some trouble with the sound effects today, so...
Laura, my host mom, is also in the studio, but she's just watching because she doesn't like to be filmed that much. But it's fine, and Brad gets all the attention. And it's so great to have you in the studio.
It's so nice to be here. I've been in Oslo all week with my wife, Laura, and Frida Leonor has been introducing us to lots of friends and showing us around, and we love Norway.
Because Brad and I started TikTok when I was on my exchange here. And I just started posting goofy stuff about Brad. And, you know, you're really into buying gifts. So you bought me cute mugs and brought me food and I just filmed it on my TikTok and then people really liked it. And then the host at Brad Fenneman kind of became a thing.
I'm so grateful because in real life I'm a lawyer and it's not as exciting as being host at Brad.
It's so funny. Aww. When he first, before he left, he told his family that he was coming. And then Josh, my host sister's husband, told Brad, don't be disappointed if no one recognizes you. And then you come and it's a lot of girls that want to take pictures. How yes. does it feel to get recognized so much?
It's very exciting. You can kind of see their eyes light up as they recognize Frida Leonor. And then they recognize me and ask for a picture. And it's a lot of fun. I feel like we're making people happy, and that's what it's all about.
A lot of people actually recognized us on the way here at Karl Johan, outside Zara. That's like the number one spot getting recognized. Do you feel like a celebrity?
Definitely. And I think my family at home, they were worried that I was expecting to be treated like Harry Styles or something. I would be disappointed, but I know I'm not at that level. But host dad Brad has a nice loyal following, and we've been grateful and lucky to have 13 students we've hosted over the years, and we have two more coming this year.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever imagine that you would become kind of famous in Norway when I first came?
I never did. I've always been a legend in my own mind, but now I'm a little bit of a legend in Norway.
Aww.
And it's been fun watching you, Frida Leonor, with this journey of showing people what it's like to be a student in the U.S. Mm-hmm. and talking about makeup and hair and boys and whatever you talk about in Norwegian that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been a fun part of the ride.
Well, I'm so glad that you get to join me on this crazy ride. But you said you had 13 exchange students. So that's a lot.
Yes, it's been over about 8 years, and we had to take some time off because of COVID.
Yeah.
But we just started kind of, let's see what it's like, because our youngest daughter had a friend from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, that might be fun. And so our first Norwegian student was about 6 years ago. We're going to visit with her tomorrow.
Aww.
And then we'll have our fourth Norwegian student. We've also had students from all over Europe, Switzerland, Germany, France, and even Brazil and Vietnam.
That's great. That's fantastic. And what makes you want to host?
We live very close to the high school, mm-hmm. which is kind of the first requirement that the students can walk to school and back.
Yeah.
And we have an open, busy home, and we like to have lots going on.
Mm-hmm.
excuse me. Laura's parents live in a guest house on our property, so mm-hmm. they like to have people to cook for and shop for and visit.
Aww.
And so that's always fun. And we have a dog who likes people. So we just like to have a busy, loud, exciting household.
So you like to have a lot of people in an open house.
Exactly. And our kids are all grown and moved out.
Yeah.
So shout out to them, Samantha, Brian, and Jenna, for letting me enjoy the host dad Brad moment. And my wife, Laura, because they let me kind of run with it, even though it's probably a little much.
No, I think it's just great. But do they ever get jealous or annoyed that you host so many students?
And I think that at first they thought we were kind of replacing them, like with younger, newer European students. But we said we've done our job raising you kids, and mm-hmm. we want to give other people an opportunity. And anyway, we had a joke because we talked about you so much when you left.
Aww.
There's a song, We Don't Talk About Frida.
Really?
It's from a Disney movie.
Oh.
We Don't Talk About Bruno. But yeah, Josh, my son-in-law, likes to say that because he said, hello, you've got three biological kids and a son-in-law, and all you're focusing on is the foreign kids.
Aww.
But there's enough of me to go around.
Yeah. So what would you say is the best thing with hosting?
Really watching students mature over the course of a semester or a year.
Mm-hmm.
They're, of course, very shy and timid and unexpecting when they get here. And as they get more comfortable and they make American friends and other international friends, they just blossom and mature, and it's really fun to be part of that.
Mm-hmm. And what's the worst thing?
The worst thing is worrying about them, making sure they're safe. If they're out at parties, you know, having them text me so we know where they are. Mm-hmm. And everyone's been responsible. There That's was one good. Who was a little not so into the rules. We don't have a lot of rules, but we have to know you're safe. Your parents are trusting us with mm-hmm. you. And so it has to be a two-way street with cooperation. But we know teenagers are going to try new things and go to parties and whatever. And so we try to be the right amount of chill and then also strict when we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, like, crazy stories about any of your exchange students that you want to share?
Well, we're sworn to secrecy, but maybe if we don't name any names, yeah, we'll be okay. Yeah. We've had a couple of emergency room visits injuries or illnesses. We've had some folks, we've had to remind them about the dishes and the cleaning their rooms and the mm-hmm. laundry. That's not that big of a deal. And mostly they're very responsible and respectful because they know it's a privilege to be here mm-hmm. in America, that their parents are, you know, doing a lot to make that happen.
Yeah.
We've taken our students to Las Vegas for the weekend and skiing at some of the local ski resorts. And so we like to, you know, give them new family experiences.
Yeah, because That's we went on a lot of trips when I was there. So we went to Vegas and then Big Bear, which is like a skiing place, and also Mammoth, which is also a skiing resort place. And then
San
Diego, and a lot of different places. So you definitely like to travel with your students.
Yes, and we try to, you know, Los Angeles has a lot to offer, but so do other parts of California.
Mm-hmm.
And if the students are into it, then we like to include them. And Frida Leonor got to know some of our cousins and was really a part of the family.
That's so nice.
Yeah. No, it was really great. And I'm so grateful that I got a good family because mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of host families that are not the best. And a lot of people maybe go home from their exchange here because the host family wasn't great or they have to change. So if you stay at the Brad's house or the Hertz house, then it's a really good place and you'll get good taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
We try to be extra,
yeah.
But it's also up to the student. You know, you have to be ready to be a little homesick and try new things and make friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a saying, you get what you get and you don't get upset.
Yeah.
So even if you get a family that maybe doesn't travel as much, you know, they might have other great things. They might have a bigger television or a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of make the best of what you've got, unless it's really not okay, well, then they'll change you to another house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But would you say, how do you choose the students that are coming to your house?
We get kind of an application that the students write an essay, their teachers give, you know, their grades, they send photographs, and we almost always pick the very first one we see because, you know, we don't want to be like some selective college or something. If they were assigned to us, then usually that's good enough for us. Then they see pictures of us, like the rooms and the house and our family. And there's not a lot of, is this the right family for me or is this the right student for me? You just make it work.
Yeah, that's the thing. And then you have to learn to adjust, and it's different rules and it's a different culture. And, you know, that's also at school and everywhere else.
What are the biggest differences between Europeans and Americans?
I've found that in many parts of Europe, school is not really made to be fun.
Yeah.
Whereas in America, there are a lot of school events that are fun. Dances and sports that are part of the school program instead mm-hmm. of outside of school. You know, theme days where you wear your pajamas to school or you dress as your favorite character or athlete.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that a lot of people say, you know, in America, school is much more fun and enjoyable. And depending on what classes the students take, it might be more difficult or easier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everyone has said it's been a great experience and that when they've come home after a year, they feel like they've really grown and matured.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a lot of, we call them step foreign exchange students
mm-hmm.
because our kids are usually really social. They bring, like Adele would come over to our house for Friday nights a lot, or We did a field trip to my brother's ranch in Malibu, and we liked, and Benedicta, who we're going to see tonight, Benny. Is a very good friend of the family. So to us, it's like you can't lose love. You just get more the more you give away. Mm-hmm. So, like, we love these kids like our own, but not quite as much as our own.
No.
I had to make that clear for my kids listening at home. Yeah. But we've enjoyed getting to know all the students and their families. And we have a new Norwegian student coming in the fall. Mm-hmm. And we had dinner with her and her mom last night with Frida and her mom. And it was just a really nice kind of reunion or pre-union.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. And now we have asked some questions that we were wondering about. But also I posted on Instagram that if my followers had some questions for you, and they did. So I think we're going to ask some of the questions that the followers have.
Excellent.
Are you ready?
Bring it on.
Okay.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, first question. What was your first impression of me?
Frida Leonore was a little bit more quiet than she is now. She had a little less makeup and her hair was a little more straight. So my daughter taught me the term glowed up.
Yeah.
So you really glowed up. I think your self-confidence improved. You had a lot of fun. And I want to thank you for bringing me along the Frida Leonore journey, because I'm a ham, which is, you know, American slang for a person who wants to be out there getting attention. And as a lawyer, you have to be kind of serious and focused. And as host dad Brad, I could tell dad jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I watched you really grow into a young woman and being professional and taking kind of just a fun TikTok, get ready with me, and making it into something that really inspires people and educates people.
Aww.
And so you're a great success story of all our kids who also have gone on to do great things.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Mm. Adele, do you have
a
question?
That's really nice, yes. So people are asking if you like Norwegian foods or American foods the most.
I'm pretty much a guy who likes almost all foods.
Yeah.
But I did have my first ever reindeer pizza.
Oh, my God.
It didn't really agree with me.
Yeah, I haven't tasted
it. We had a disagreement. but I love the Norwegian chocolate and candy. I love the birthday cake in the morning.
Yeah.
And
skolebolle.
Yeah.
And then Frida's brought, we're staying with her family, which is so nice because it's like really living here. And so we've had some delicious pastries and buns and skolebrot and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love traditional American food like hot dogs, hamburgers, pizza. And I'm trying to eat less food these days. But today, since I see you brought a big pile of candy, I might have to start my diet tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Famous last words.
And what's your favorite food? It's another question.
I would say ice cream. I know Frida Leonore likes to go out for ice cream also. I really enjoy ice cream, frozen yogurt, and sweets. I have a sweet tooth.
Yeah. And it's another question here, which is, how was it having me as your host daughter? Was there any difficulties?
In terms of Frida Leonore?
Yeah.
Is that from you or from a listener?
It's from a listener.
Oh. Well, of course, I wouldn't say anything bad about her anyway.
Go on, go on.
But she was very disciplined. And so on Wednesday mornings, it's called late start because school starts at 9:30 instead of 8:30. 99% of the kids sleep in, right? Isn't that the normal thing to do?
Yeah.
Frida Leonor would get up and go to the gym.
Yeah.
So she was very disciplined, and I think you weren't as good in math as you were hoping you would be, but you went on some dates, I think, but you were kind of low-key.
Yeah.
Once you hugged your Uber driver, and then I learned it wasn't your Uber driver, it was like the captain of the football team. But you had the proper amount of, like, discretion that we didn't really know, but you came home safe and sober, so that's what counted.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what I don't know, but what I do know is was all very positive.
Oh, that's good. Really nice. Yeah, I would say we had a really open and good relationship, and, like, we didn't really fight that a lot of people do, mm-hmm. I've heard.
We don't fight as much as have a conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Could you ever consider moving to Norway?
I'm hoping I'll get a show and get an exchange year here, mm-hmm. Funded by someone. But no, actually, it's a wonderful, wonderful place to visit, but I have a very full life at home. So yeah. I hope to visit many more times, but I think I'll have to stay in America.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And someone else is wondering if you can speak a little Norwegian.
Ja, tusen takk. Gratulerer. I don't know
hi,
too
folkens.
Much. Oh, hi, folkens. Good morning. Just the very basics. But luckily, Norwegians speak English so well that it makes me feel right at home.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Okay, next question. What's the biggest difference between Norway and America?
I understand that it's a lot safer in Norway in the sense that you don't have the kind of gun violence that we have, which mm-hmm. turning serious for a second, you know, is unfortunate in America.
Mm-hmm.
Some homeless issues and things like that. So there's some societal issues.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in terms of young people, there are a lot of similarities, you know, wanting to get a good education, wanting to make friends, wanting to have good relationships. And so, you know, people are people.
Yeah.
And I think that's why they adapt well when they come and stay with us, even mm-hmm. though it's a different culture.
Yeah. And then this is actually a question for me. And it's if host dad Brad feels like my real mom. And no, me. Yeah, he's my mom. Yeah, real dad. And if I'm as close with my host mom. And I would say, yes, I feel like you are my dad, kind of. And we are kind of like, I would say maybe we're closer than with my actual dad, even though I've known him longer. But you are like my real dad. And I'm also super close with my host mom, even though I don't film it. We're also really close, so it's like my real family. And I also try to visit them as much as I can. Like I went to their daughter's wedding. And yeah, when I move next year, I'll hopefully visit you guys a lot. And I love you a lot.
We really are fond of you, and it was nice to meet your real dad this week.
Yeah.
And I'm going to meet your grandparents. I have to be careful not to sort of overdo it. I've been called extra, which I thought was great, and then I looked it up in the Urban Dictionary, and sometimes it's a little too much. So I usually ask the students, like, do you want me to hound you about your grades if your grades are bad, or, you know, wake you up and go to school if you're sleeping in? And they kind of tell me, like, no, you can just give me a meal and a roof over my head and I'm fine. Or sometimes they say, yeah, I might need some help with school or some reminding.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to modify my host dadness based on what the student needs.
I need a lot of host dad Brads. I love all the extra things.
Mm-hmm. My host mom needs to wake me a lot. Leah, she would like knock on my door and be like, Adele,
wake up.
Wake up.
And Frida got a couple like colds and I had to bring her, you know, chicken soup and that kind of thing. But, you know, if your parents are going to let you come to America for a year and you want to come, you're probably pretty mature.
Yeah.
And you're going to go to school and take it seriously.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's a given that students come and they're kind of shy when they're with their new family the first weeks. But someone is wondering if you are shy with the new exchange students and if it's awkward in the house.
There's a lot of silence that I fill up with unnecessary words. And my wife kind of like, okay, Brad, they just got off a 12-hour flight. Just you don't have to teach them about the freeway system on the drive home. So I like to educate students, but they're usually kind of like a sponge, like soaking up, oh, what am I doing? What am I going to learn and see? And I have to slow it down sometimes. And then my son gave me a good comment, which is like, before you give me advice, Dad, ask me if I'm ready to receive it.
Mm.
And I said, that's a real like Gen X or whatever generation you younger people are.
Yeah.
Like in the olden day, nobody asked if I needed advice. If it was my dad or grandparents, they would just tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot more sensitivity around parenting these days.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Adele, do you have a question?
Yes. This is from a fan. So if you could take one item to a desert island, what would it be?
Does my wife count as an item?
She's raising her hand.
If it was a person, it would be my wife, Laura, because she's amazing and she balances me out and she probably would be better at survival than I would be. I would be looking for the TikToker and she'd be looking for the food to sort of have us survive. But as far as an item, if I got cell reception, as much as I don't like to encourage overuse of cell phones and smartphones, I suppose that's pretty handy if they had GPS or whatever. So that seems like a safe answer, but maybe a Swiss Army knife would help also.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Swiss, what?
You know what that is?
No.
Like a knife that has a scissors and a toothpick and a mirror and a saw.
Okay.
I'm going to get you one.
Ledman. Ledman, hvis du sier noe.
No, it doesn't. Oh, well. and then, what's your number one tip to exchange students that's coming this year?
I would say try not to have preconceived expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Try to have an open mind. You know, there are going to be a lot of unexpected things. And if you have like a 9-page list of things that you're going to expect, you might have to change that list. So we call it go with the flow,
yeah.
Null stress.
Null stress.
Or kind of be willing to just be flexible.
Yeah. And is it sad when the exchange students leave?
For me, very sad. The house gets really quiet and certain noises you're used to, like locking the bathroom door or you know, Uber Eats or DoorDash coming to the door all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it gets really quiet and I get sad. Laura doesn't mind the quiet for a few months until we get the next group of students.
Yeah. And how was the experience having me joining your family and become a family?
You were very ready to kind of fit in and add your talents and skills to the family, from the TikToks that you included to inviting your friends over for Friday night dinner. So you were like an easy situation to kind of have you fit right in with the family. Some folks, it takes a little longer and we just have to be patient with them.
Yeah.
Some students get homesick and, you know, we try to keep them busy and take them to concerts in the park and other things. But you were a gem or a jewel. And I know that Norway values you, and I see how the young kids look at you at the mall, and I think you really do inspire people.
Oh, thank you.
It's really nice.
It's so sweet. I just feel bad because you say a lot of good stuff, and then I'm just keeping asking questions and questions, but it's a lot. So, but I really appreciate everything you're saying, and the listeners also are probably getting a lot from listening to this conversation. Especially if they're going on the exchange year as well, they have a lot to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But next question, how long do you think you're going to be hosting?
I would host as long as they'll let me. If I'm 80 years old and can't really do as much as I do now, at some point we might have to kind of hang it up. But we're hoping that our biological kids will.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I wanted to mention is, Like, we love to spread positivity and encourage people to be their best selves. And also, you have to advocate for yourself. So when you come to an American school mm-hmm. with 3,000 students, you can't just say, ah, shucks, I guess I'll get whatever classes they give me. Mm. There's a balance between being assertive without being aggressive. But we really help our kids advocate for themselves and, you know, say no when you mean no and demand something when you deserve it. And that's something that I think Americans are used to. Mm-hmm. And we kind of teach our students to, you know, look out for themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I got a little bit more independent when I lived in America. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of naive in the start. Mm-hmm. And I was walking with my AirPods in. And then people told me, you can't walk with AirPods in. You have to watch over your shoulder. And I was like, are you kidding? Yeah. Like, I'm walking to school. But yeah. I learned a lot.
Well, and you'd look for cars as mm-hmm. well as people who, you know, not everyone's friendly. You can't be naive and assume that everyone has your best interests at heart. You have to be situationally aware.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always ask, who are you picking up to my Uber? So I know it's the right one.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a tip That's really for smart. An exchange student.
Yeah.
But people are wondering if you can talk a little bit about your childhood.
Sure. Mm-hmm. We won't go too far back in terms of detail, but I feel very blessed. I have an older brother, 3 years older. We're super close. My parents were very creative. They encouraged the arts and sciences. We were only allowed actually one candy bar per week and 1 hour of TV per day when we were in like elementary school and middle school. My parents would always say, what did you learn in school today? And if we said nothing, we would have to go, like, read the newspaper or read what we used to have something called encyclopedias before the internet, mm-hmm. and we'd have to find something new to say that we learned. Mm-hmm. Oh, so our parents challenged us. We also did a lot of hiking and sailing and outdoor stuff, bicycle riding. But I feel like it was, you know, the word idyllic mm-hmm. kind of. I was very blessed to have, you know, my parents really loved each other and they loved us, and I can't really say I would change a thing. I mean, the older brother bullied me a little bit, but now we're best of friends.
Oh, that's nice.
Seems like a good childhood. Mm-hmm. Would you say the family dynamic have changed after the exchange student, like, became a part of your life?
Yeah, I think, I mean, our kids always knew we were inclusive, and my wife and my mother-in-law, they kind of think the more the merrier. Mm-hmm. So we would have like a family celebration, let's say for Thanksgiving, and there'd be 50 people.
Yeah.
And my family growing up, there'd be maybe 10 people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it just was a very kind of gracious, open feeling. So by having the students come in, it's consistent with that. Mm-hmm. But then sometimes our three kids and now son-in-law, so we have four kids, our kids, you know, they sometimes want it to be just us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're always about, oh, we're going to bring along 12 kids. So we kind of have to have some immediate family time, and then we can have the extended family time.
And I also get that, though. It must be kind of tiring to have a lot of people all the time. But it's nice. The more the merrier.
Yeah. And I like, you know, just like being able to help. Wow, my stomach looks kind of big. I got this new Norwegian shirt. I think I'd rather just like have the camera be further away.
I'll make it better.
I love your shirt.
I look like the guy on the show, The Whale.
I'm putting the camera up.
Stop
here.
Stop feeding me so much.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to put the camera up because he's going to taste the candy.
Oh, right.
Taste testing.
Okay.
Put it really far away.
But
anyway.
Yeah, I'll edit it. But
I have a body for radio and not television. I'm going to lean forward.
But we had a lot of good questions and answers. And now we're going to do American taste test Norwegian candy. So we're trying to put the camera up here. And then Brad can taste all the candy stuff. So I bought Firkløver, vanlig melkesjokolade, Smash, Biler, Stratos, Quick Lunch, Dime, Bamsemoms og Sørlandschips. Så i bakgrunnen her hører dere sikkert Brad som nå har åpnet en Bamsemoms. Så Brad, what's your expectations before tasting all the candy?
I'll probably like them all.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to not be such an easy grader and be realistic about which ones are better or not as good.
Okay, so now he's tasting the Bamsemums.
I would call this a chocolate-covered gummy bear.
Yeah.
It's kind of a marshmallow inside.
Yeah.
I like the texture, which is the kind of soft outside, but even softer middle.
Mm-hmm.
This almost tastes like a s'more.
Yeah, a little.
We used to have s'mores. You kids did like backyard s'more parties. Okay.
What do you rate it?
I would say 9.5 out of 10.
Okay.
That's a low grade.
Brad always rates things 10 out of 10, so I'm trying to have it more critical. Okay, now he's tasting the Quick Lunch.
Okay, this is red, yellow, and green package.
People say it kind of tastes like Kit Kat, but okay. It's like people eat Quick Lunch for when they go on trips and stuff.
Okay, and you know, when you're on a vacation, the calories don't count.
That's true, Okay.
Very much like a Kit Kat. I really like that one. That's probably 9.75 out of 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then next up we have original milk chocolate. And people say that a Norwegian milk chocolate is the best in the world because of the milk. So I'm excited to see if you like it or not.
Okay. So this is a pure looking square of chocolate. As Frida Leonor says,
That's
a 9.9 out of 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try to find something that's lower.
Okay.
We have firkløver coming in. Do you want to taste this, Brad?
Sure.
It's with nuts, but you're not allergic.
I'm not allergic to nuts, yeah. If you are a host student, make sure your family knows if you're allergic to something, obviously. Let's see. Okay, so this is the firkløver. And I'm going to try that. That's an 8.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't excite me when I put it in my mouth. It's kind of like, okay, I expected that.
But Smash is my favorite.
Yeah, this is my host dad's favorite.
Yeah, it's and my super host good. Mom.
Okay, I know there's the Super Smash Bros. Is a video game, and I think it has some other meanings too. So let's try this. It's kind of like a bugle.
Mm-hmm.
It's conical in shape.
A cone, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Now that kind of mixes the salty with the sweet.
Yep.
And I like the texture. So this is going to be an 8.9.
8.9.
It's the lowest rating.
Yeah. No, he did the 8 for firkløver. Okay. Next up is bilar, which is actually Swedish.
Okay. And this looks kind of marshmallowy.
Yeah.
Let's try. I'll try a little pink one. It looks like a car. I'm sorry to this company, but this is a 3.
Really?
And it's more of my personal flavor. I'm more of a chocolate guy than like a fruity, colorful candy guy. And my wife sometimes mixes the chocolate with the fruity, and I just think that's like sacrilegious.
Okay.
But that was not my thing.
Okay, back to the chocolate. You're trying Daim, which is like hard-covered caramel or hard caramel with chocolate outside.
Okay.
That's like my favorite.
That has a good texture. It kind of looks like it's going to be crunchy. That's a 9.9.
Really?
It's chewy but also crunchy.
Okay, and last up, he's trying Sørland chips, which I think is the best chips. Oh, let's open this. Every time I open this, I always ruin the package.
Your nails.
Okay.
I don't have
you
nails.
You do it, Adele. You do
Thank
it.
You for feeding me so well during this podcast. I
of
love
course.
It.
Of course.
Okay, is this going to be like a barbecue flavor?
No, it's just
sea salt.
Sea salt.
Now, give these to my wife, and she will go crazy. She loves potato chips, French fries, etc. Those are very good. Those are 10 as far as chips go.
Really? Okay, so he's ending the taste test off with a 10. And, lastly, we actually forgot Stratos. You got to have the Stratos as well.
Okay. Let's see here. How do you open this? Adele?
I'll do it.
Okay. And Adele is a very special friend of the Hertz family also because we loved when she came over and would visit. We had a trampoline. They jumped around on the trampoline. Okay, so this is...
Thank you, Brad.
It kind of has interesting shapes.
It has like air in it.
Oh, wow. Okay, like little interesting bumps. And we call this like a wafer or kind of a nougat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It almost tastes like chocolate ice cream inside.
Yeah.
This is going to be, if it's possible, a 10.1.
Okay. The best one yet.
Thank you so much, family and friends.
Brad, it's been so great having you here in the studio, and we really appreciate that you came all the way from LA with your beautiful wife, Laura. Mm. And now we're going to do a barbecue later tonight with everyone, so we're super excited.
Thank you for your hospitality and for making me feel so special. And I love you, Norway.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Brad.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.